If you would have told us 15 years ago that we'd be writing the first book about the only scientifically proven solution to the international epidemic of Alzheimer's disease, we never would have believed you. 15 years ago, we were young neurologists practicing medicine the way we'd been taught. We were hopeful that the billions of dollars donated to fund Alzheimer's research would soon result in a cure, some kind of pill that could affect the pathology we'd learned so much about. We pursued the most prestigious fellowships in our field at the National Institutes of Health and University of California, San Diego, and worked with leading researchers at the forefront of the fight against Alzheimer's. We wanted to find a solution, and we did, eventually, just not the solution we expected. It was during those 15 years that we uncovered promising scientific research about the factors that significantly influence Alzheimer's disease. Research we will reveal to you in Chapter 2 of this audiobook, and that revolutionized the way we practice medicine. It was during those 15 years that we conducted one of the most comprehensive studies on the incidence of dementia and designed a groundbreaking protocol for Alzheimer's treatment and prevention, work that began at Loma Linda University, then took us to Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles before we returned to Loma Linda to continue our research and serve communities throughout Southern California. And it was during those 15 years that we treated hundreds of thousands of patients suffering from mild cognitive impairment to Alzheimer's disease with our innovative NeuroPlan, helping them reverse symptoms, prevent further decline, add years to their lives, and change the trajectory of their health. So many of these patients have shared their stories with us. They've told us that their parents or grandparents had Alzheimer's, and that developing the disease themselves was their single greatest fear. They've told us about the humiliation of having to rely on caregivers to meet their basic needs. They've assumed there was no treatment, that they would be ostracized if others found out about their condition. Some of these patients are in denial. Some of them are having trouble remembering names or have gotten lost in a familiar place. Some of them already have a formal Alzheimer's diagnosis when they arrive at our clinic, unable to express themselves or recognize their loved ones. If you've picked up this audiobook, then there's a good chance you or someone you love has one of these stories. You may be feeling little hope for the future. We know you are looking for something, anything you can do. We know you are incredibly afraid. There is reason to be afraid. While every chronic disease you can think of, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, stroke, HIV, is in decline, deaths due to Alzheimer's have increased by nearly 87% in the last decade. The next decade could be even worse. 10% of people over the age of 65 will develop some form of dementia, and people over the age of 85 have a 50% chance of developing the disease. Many of us can reasonably expect to live beyond 85, especially as treatments for cancer and other major diseases continue to improve. This means that almost everyone, and certainly every family, will be affected by Alzheimer's or dementia. In 2016, Alzheimer's disease was the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Some researchers believe that Alzheimer's is grossly underreported on death certificates. Oftentimes, the official cause of death for a person with Alzheimer's is a dementia-related condition like aspiration pneumonia. This means that Alzheimer's may in fact be America's third most deadly disease, behind only heart disease and cancer. The question is no longer if we will develop the disease, but when. As if the emotional costs weren't high enough, there are also staggering financial costs. Alzheimer's is by far the most expensive disease to manage, with costs reaching $226 billion in the United States this year and $604 billion worldwide. This annual cost will likely increase to several trillion dollars over the next few decades, overwhelming our already strained healthcare system. In 2015, the World Health Organization estimated that the total number of people with Alzheimer's worldwide will rise to 135.5 million by 2050. By then, global costs will surpass $20 trillion. This figure doesn't take into account the vast amount of unpaid caregiver hours.